One of my other activities, apart from being involved in the Legalised Cannabis Alliance, is that I am the administrator of the CLCA. Now, the CLCA has developed from the CLCIA, which was the original campaign in Norwich that started in 1991.
Before that.
It was campaigning officially since 1991, although the Farouk tells me that they were active before that. I wasn't involved. And it was from the CLCIA that the LCA was in fact born. They split up and I took over running the CLCA, that's right. In fact, what happened last year is I applied for a grant from the Joseph Rowntree Trust, and I felt that the word international in the title was a little bit superfluous, and it's a long word, and also it created an association with the CIA, which I felt not particularly having an affinity with and didn't want to get involved with. So it's now the Campaign to Legalise Cannabis Association. One of our activities is to run the Cannabis Legal Support Service, which is a telephone helpline for people who get busted, and it's advertised on the internet and also in CC News. By the way, there's a vast collection of CC News over there when we have a break, and you're quite welcome to help yourself to as many as you'd like. You could possibly put together a complete set, including the precious collector's item of issue one. Is this okay?
No, you're talking too close. Can you stand back a bit?
Hang on. A technical thing. I'll just set this up. It's okay. So I don't have to bend down. That's better. Is that better? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you at the back.
Right. That's right. Cannabis Legal Support Service. Right. Now, so we've been able to refer people to... solicitors who are sympathetic with the campaign, of which there is only a handful in the country. Particularly, I have a contact to the barrister Ben Cooper, who has represented a lot of people in Crown Court. Lately, very recently, we've had quite a few several calls, but there was a period when we didn't get a lot. This, I think, was because release had started to drug offenders again for a while, for 2 years. They weren't dealing with anybody, they were just referring to drug offenders. Anyway, I want to go on to this document here, which is the Advisory Council on Misuse of Drugs report on the further consideration of the cannabis classification of cannabis. As a lot of you know, at the beginning of the year, an organisation called Rethink campaigned for the government to reconsider the classification of cannabis on the basis of the fact that there possibly could be mental health issues in its use. And this, of course, was something which was used by the government during the election campaign to point out that they were in fact being hard on drugs and not soft on hippies, as mentioned earlier on by Alan, that a lot of people possibly were influenced by our vote in the were influenced by the fact that we were standing candidates but may not necessarily have actually voted for us. But to come on to this document, finally, the Advisory Council gave consideration to the factors of mental health and said that they wanted to recommended leaving cannabis in Class C. This obviously infuriated the Home Secretary, who was hoping to put it back into Class D and start rounding up dead smokers and putting them back in prison, like they did in the 80s. But as a result of him threatening to override the Advisory Council, they threatened to resign en bloc. Had they done this, the whole of the Drugs Administration would have collapsed, and the government would have had to introduce a new bill to enforce the prohibition. And considering that there was a 2-to-1 majority in Parliament when cannabis was the vote on cannabis going into Class C in the first place was 2-to-1 majority in favour, they'd have almost certainly lost the vote. So since they've been losing quite a lot of votes lately, they obviously didn't want to take the risk. So Charles Clarke came up with some rather militant anti-cannabis rhetoric, which I understand Granny Pat has transformed into an anti-alcohol rhetoric, and hopefully she's going to put it on the website to see how aptly it fits alcohol. But what I want to say is that this document is more important, probably just as important as the original document that they put out to put it into Class C. So they've gone into the whole issue very much more deeply than they did with the first Advisory Council report. They've looked at a lot of issues, and basically they've said that the age at which young men smoke cannabis, or tend to smoke cannabis, and the age at which young men become schizophrenic is the same. It's from the teens into the early 20s. So they say there is a circumstantial link, but not necessarily a causal one. They talk about psychotic episodes and say that these can be prolonged in cannabis, and some people may need medication or medical people to help them through, but it does not mean that they are, this is not the same as schizophrenia. Usually there's a complete recovery. They say that the chance of people actually getting schizophrenia from cannabis is less than 1%. Of course, we would say it's considerably less than that.